I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Jones and Keefe
on WEEI.
Download the Odyssey app and listen on demand anytime.
Final hour, Jones and Keefe here on WEEI.
What a week.
It really has been. I know we just kind of covered that in the week in review.
Yeah, but no, I mentioned that. No, I'm not going to play clips.
But it has been quite a week. I agree.
It's been wild. It also flew by. I don't know if that's with the Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday big games. 6 o'clock start. Something about it.
Did
it?
Because, I mean, it,
I don't
Jones
feel
was like
it
that hot. Yeah. Called yeah, like
I,
that was 2 days ago.
I feel the complete opposite.
Disagree.
I don't think it flew by.
Disagree. I couldn't believe driving CC Beans to school. We're like, it's Pizza Friday? Couldn't believe it today.
It was just Taco Tuesday.
Couldn't believe it.
Now it's Pizza Friday.
Everyone's a flutter.
We got WEEI afternoons coming your way at 2 o'clock. You got Hart. You got Fitzy. You got Ted. So stay tuned for it. We'll get you the clip du jour, grab bag as well. We're going to be joined shortly out of Patriots Friday by Mike and Wenu. But Pats and Bills Sunday night in Buffalo. Sunday night football. Get ready for the keys.
Woo! Rich Keith, what is going to be a couple of keys?
And now, what are your two keys tonight?
Keith presents.
So you're basically listing like 10 things, and out of those 10, four of them come correct. And you're like, see, I told you.
Keith's keys.
Today's keys to the game.
Keith's keys.
Time for the keys to the game.
Keys to tonight's game.
Who's going
to
win?
Probably one of the worst segments I've ever heard on Boston Radio.
Only the keys can tell.
There's a key right there.
Keith's keys.
It's Keith's keys.
All right, it is week 5. Patriots come in with a 2-2 record, taking on the Buffalo Bills, who are a perfect 4-0. Depending on where you shop, the Pats are either 7.5, 8, or 8.5 point underdogs. The over-under is either 48.5, 49, or 49.5.
Wow.
It's an 8:20 p.m. kickoff Sunday night from Highmark Stadium in Orchard Park, New York. All right, the Patriots scored 42 points against Carolina last week. If they generate at least 30 points this week at Buffalo, it'll be their first back-to-back games with at least 30 points since 2020.
Generate.
Bills quarterback Josh Allen is married to actress and singer Hailee Steinfeld. For now. ...50% of all marriages end in divorce, and nobody looks at Michael B. Jordan the same way as Hailee Steinfeld. Patriots tight end Hunter Henry may be surprised to learn that he enters this week ranked 5th among New England tight ends with 2,409 receiving yards and needs 79 yards this week against Buffalo to move past Jim Whalen into 4th place on the Patriots' all-time list among tight ends.
Jim Whalen's been put on notice for a while.
When the Bills cause a turnover on defense this year, they win. When the Bills record at least 350 yards of offense this year, they win. When the Bills take the field this year, they win. If Steph Diggs has 100 yards receiving this week, he'll become the first Patriot with back-to-back 100-yard receiving games in the same season since Julian Edelman did it in 2019.
That's right.
The Bills are the only football team that play in New York. So all those loser Yankee fans should also be Bills fans. Josh Allen is 21-7 in primetime games and has the highest quarterback rating compared to 1 or 4 o'clock games? He's the best at night is what I'm saying, Jones. He's at his best at night. At nighttime.
I didn't hear Monday Night Football in there, but okay.
Primetime.
Sorry.
They're not playing on Monday night either. So far this season, the Patriots are undefeated when Drake May runs in a touchdown, and they haven't won a game when he doesn't. The Buffalo Bills are the only professional sports team where their mascot is based off the name of the city and not the name of the team, and that's real dumb. Linebacker Jack Gibbons and safety Brendan Schooler each finished with 3 special teams tackles last week in a win against Carolina. They will try to become the first Patriot players to have 2 straight games with at least 3 special teams tackles since Matthew Slater had a 3-game streak with at least 3 special teams tackles in 2014.
That was a very memorable run.
Drake May's only primetime experience in the NFL was actually his NFL debut when he replaced Jacoby Brissett in a blowout loss to the Jets in Week 3 last year on Thursday Night Football. Nobody circles the wagons like the Buffalo Bills.
Okay, yeah.
Quarterback Brad Johnson has more Super Bowls than the Buffalo Bills do as a franchise. I don't know what's going on with the Buffalo Bills logo. The animal used is a bison, not a true buffalo. And I can see where the wheel's turning in Jones's head right now asking, what the H is the difference? Well, Jones, a bison has a distinct hump and shorter horns.
I was wondering.
Quarterback Nick Foles has more Super Bowls than the Buffalo Bills do as a franchise. According to Ask Jeeves, the team's name, Bills, is derived from the famous showman, Buffalo Bill Cody, who is a significant figure in American history and contributed to the mythology of the American West.
Ask Jeeves at that.
Quarterback Jeff Hostetler has more Super Bowls than the Buffalo Bills do as a franchise. In 2014, there were 7 Bills players with the last name Williams.
7! Wow.
Quarterback Trent Dilfer has more Super Bowls than the Buffalo Bills do as a franchise. If anyone knows sacks, it's Bruce Smith. He has the most. But because of a lackluster performance by Smith on December 28th, 1996, the legend of Tony Boselli grew. Boselli eventually used that game to campaign to become a Hall of Famer. Bruce Smith didn't care for that, saying, quote, resorting to underhanded tactics like targeting a Hall of Famer and hyping a 1-game matchup to bolster a nominee's merit, as some of Tony's supporters have done, undermines the integrity of the Hall's election process. It also invites otherwise unnecessary commentary and scrutiny around the candidate's worthiness of becoming a member of the Hall of Fame.
Hear, hear. Amen.
And finally, Jones, there'll be no Derek's in the game on Sunday, so if you're looking for some Derek football, you're going to have to go somewhere else.
Cool.
Add it up.
I think the Pats cover the 7.5, 8, or 8.5.
Yeah, I don't.
Yeah, you don't?
No, I don't think so.
Oh, I don't like that.
No, I don't think so. I think the Bills win.
Bills don't have any Derek's.
True.
Yeah.
True. I think the Bills win, and I'll take the over. I think a 31-21.
Which over?
Over all of them.
Over all of them.
I'm covering my bases here. 31-21 would put him over all of them.
Now, I noticed your ex-wife didn't get any flack this week.
No, she didn't.
I noticed that. I was kind of waiting for it.
She stayed out of it.
Yeah, she stayed out of it this time.
I was kind of expecting
something thrown onto the field.
No, I was trying to connect.
Oh, that's a good one, actually.
To your ex-wife.
That would have been good.
But okay.
I didn't realize Josh Allen, also a vampire.
Yeah, good at night.
So you said
real good at
you
night.
You said prime time. I thought I heard Sunday Night Football. So he's good. Prime time, man's great.
Prime time, he's easy.
Even better than 1 or 4 o'clock.
Killer.
But I would be curious how that breaks down. Maybe they'll play him again.
Yeah.
Thursday night, Monday night, yep. Sunday night. I'd just be curious to hear those figures.
No, don't have that for you. That but I did have the overall numbers, which is impressive, as has his whole career.
I'll tell you, what was your fact there? They're the only team that plays football in New York?
That's it.
Yeah, so all of those dumb Yankees fans should also be Bills fans.
Yankee Bills fans.
I have one friend who is both.
That's rare.
It's very rare.
It's very rare. I feel like it's...
Sick Brad,
shout out Evan. When he was a young boy,
okay,
his father told him that the Jets and Giants don't play. He's like, wait a minute, they don't even play in New York?
That's a good point.
And he asked his dad, who plays in New York? He said the Bills. He became a Bills fan.
Bills fan?
Yeah.
Some lean years there.
Real lean years.
Yeah, because usually it's what? Yankees, Giants, Mets, Jets.
Correct.
And then Bills,
Blue Jays?
Bills, and I don't even know.
I don't even know who your squad is.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess it could be a big weekend for them. Yeah, Blue Jays, Bills fans. You got the Jays playing.
Oh, I hadn't even thought about that.
Early 90s, both teams were real nice, and they've both kind of taken a little bit of a detour.
Who, we already know that Brian Roberts was the announcer willing to go there about the Jays fans and Canadians in general and their lack of baseball knowledge. Who wants to go there?
You think the Yankee fans will get after him a little bit?
Well, you're sticking in baseball. I was going to say, because some Bills fans might also be Jays fans. Some Jays fans might be Bills. Who wants to get on their intellect when it comes to,
I don't know,
American football, not Canadian football?
Are there any celebrity Bills fans?
I feel like Steinfeld.
Well,
that's the one for now.
But she's not a Bills fan.
I don't know if you heard.
Josh Allen.
50% of marriages end in divorce. I don't know if you heard
it's
that.
Sad but true.
Yeah.
It is one of those stats that you don't want to hear, but it is the reality of, I don't know what it is. Maybe blame social media.
So quick little Google
this is good.
AI.
Yeah, give it to us.
John Cusack.
Oh,
Chad, wait a minute. Hold on. Sorry to cut you off, Bill. John Cusack, I believe, is from Chicago.
Yeah.
And he likes the Bills?
Revealed in 2021, he's a member of the Bills Mafia.
Oh, please. He's 2021, when the team got good.
He's a great friend of Jeremy Piven. We didn't ask Jeremy Piven.
I think there was a falling out.
Friends.
Oh, they had a falling out. They were at one point. Okay.
Chad Michael Murray.
The guy from One Tree Hill?
The guy from Cinderella Story?
Yeah. And House of Wax remake?
I think so.
Okay.
Wolf Blitzer.
Yeah, he's from Buffalo.
Yeah, okay.
Abby Wambach,
the soccer player. Yeah, she's from Rochester.
Jordan Burroughs.
Who?
No, I'm just reading off the names.
All right.
The late
Who's
Tim.
Jordan Burroughs?
The late Tim Russert, big Bills fan in the sky.
Also from Buffalo.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's one.
Summer Sanders.
The swimmer.
and Figure It Out Nickelodeon. Wait. Nickelodeon's figure.
Did Summer Sanders also do NBA Inside Stuff?
That's what I was just going to say. Was that Summer Sanders?
Okay.
She was great.
That's what I was just going to say.
What a great show that
was. That was a good show.
Maybe the best show.
Robbie Amell? That's the other athlete that they have listed with Summer Sanders?
So Robbie Amell.
Jordan Burroughs is also an athlete. He's an American wrestler. Like, actual.
Oh, that's a male.
Wrestling. Like a Greco wrestling.
Jordan Burroughs. Jones like, go on. It's like, it's just like a big dude. Oh, Robbie Amell is Stephen Amell's brother.
Oh,
Robbie Amell.
Okay, good. Thank you.
Robbie Amell. So Stephen Amell is the Green Arrow, and he's also in Heels. Robbie Amell's not in as many great roles, but there's that scene that you see. There's some like random like teen show, and people use it as a meme all the time.
Oh, I would recognize the meme.
You would recognize the meme of the guy throwing the ball like he's never thrown a ball before. Like he throws a football, he kind of like pushes it. You're like, that's the wrong hand, sir. You might want to switch. That's him.
Got it.
Yeah. Christine Baranski.
Oh, I love from Sybil.
How about that?
That's the one.
Christine Baranski is excellent. She was like the co-star in Sybil.
Yeah, sure.
Also, is very good in Cruel Intentions.
Yeah,
as the mom.
Yeah, what's her name's mom? What's the actress's name?
Selma Blair.
Thank you.
Yeah,
her mother. Yeah.
Yeah.
Poker player Phil Ivey.
Oh, Phil Ivey's good poker player.
Can't read his fandom with the glasses on.
No,
you'd never know he's a Bills fan behind those things.
That's a good point. Doesn't give it away.
No.
What are you sitting on
who
there?
Who are you like? What are you, a Jets fan over there?
What do you got? 2-7 unsuited. You got a flush. What do you got?
Sure. That's it.
So that's a good list.
Good list.
That's pretty much it.
So if they make the Super Bowl, look out. You're going to have all these guys showing up.
Yeah.
That's a tough go. I mean, it's going to be the Haley Steinfeld show, I guess.
Summer Sanders.
Summer Sanders, though.
Nice. Real nice.
Nice.
Okay.
That Robbie Amell show is called The Duff.
The Duff. Good Lord.
That didn't make it, huh?
No, just missed.
It sounds like a winner. That sounds like a good show.
Uh-huh.
All right. Kyle in Dartmouth. Hello.
How you guys doing? I got some good news for y'all.
Okay, cool.
Hey, listen, when the Yankees make it to Seattle, that's where I'm from.
Cool.
They're going to enter a real ballpark, and Kyle Raleigh's going to win the AL MVP because he's going to frame the hell out of Aaron Judge. Listen, they're not making it past Seattle. It's going to be 95 all over again with Edgar Martinez in the dugout. Listen, they're not hitting our rotation. They're not going to hit our bullpen either. So, let's go, Seattle. Right. I love the Sox. I do. But
good Mariners take.
Bring it home, yeah?
All right, Kyle in Dartmouth. Good Mariners.
I think
good
he
Mariners
said listen
there.
Six times, and I'll tell you, sir, I was
five or six. No.
Seven or eight.
I was locked in.
Let me ask you.
Listen to this.
Do you think?
Listen to me. No, listen.
Do you think that he called the show because he knows we're like the number one dumper show? You think that's why?
We do like Big Dumper.
You think we've
got my MVP vote.
We've kind of carved out mine as well.
Sure.
Yeah.
Unanimous?
We hate to let people know that. We don't want our votes taken away. Do you think we've carved out like a section with Mariners fans because we're so pro-dumper?
Probably.
I bet that's where that
came
from.
When we did our top five mascots last week, did you consider the Mariner Moose?
Did not.
Good
I hate to say it. You did.
I considered him.
Okay.
didn't make it, but I'm saying it's a good mascot.
You thought about it.
Yeah, so they go out to
that
Seattle. Crossed your mind. I'll take Seattle in that series. Just like 95, although it didn't go great for the Mariners after that.
Yeah, I've gone back. I kind of want the Yankees to beat the Blue Jays just to go a little further and fall flat on their face and justify a little bit that the Red Sox lost to them. That would make me feel a little better.
But then have Seattle stomp them.
No, but once you get to the ALCS and heaven forbid the World Series, then you can full on root against them. Do you think the Red Sox, A, losing to the Yankees, or B, the Yankees going on a deep run, helps in any way with John Henry and his commitment to spending and investing in this team next year?
I kind of do. Like, and maybe it's my own naivete, but I feel like making the playoffs shows that they are pretty close, and maybe they would look at it and say, hey, unlike Chaim Bloom, your guy, Jones, Craig Breslow, got him to this point. You see some of the positives there. You realize you have Roman Anthony locked up long-term, Garrett Crochet locked up long-term, a couple other pieces that you like, and you're not that far away. And I think if you're John Henry, too, you're like, you had to watch three games in Yankee Stadium. It's got to kind of piss you off. Like, you made the playoffs, but you don't even have a home game, right? You don't even have a home game?
Was he there? Do we know?
I have no idea.
I mean, when they
asked. I'm sure somebody told him about the game.
Well, when they asked Breslow on Tuesday, when Breslow was on, they're like, is Henry going to be there? And Breslow's like, I don't know. He's like, I think we're going to be well represented. I don't know. I never saw any footage of him. I'm not saying he wasn't there, but I genuinely don't know if he was there or not. But yeah, I'm sure by now somebody's emailed him with a final. And let him know. So you feel pretty good when you put out your roster earlier, Keith. You did it last night on Twitter at Keith21. Yeah. We talked about it earlier in the show. But because they lost to the Yankees, you feel a little better about Pete Alonso, first baseman, Joe Ryan trade.
Yeah, definitely. And it annoyed me at the time last year and the year before that when they were so bad during the trade deadlines. But then when they went back to the White Sox and got Garrett Crochet, I mean, that is a much better player than Joe Ryan. It was going to cost you a lot more than Joe Ryan. And now you circle back and you say, all right, it's not going to cost you Peyton Tolley. Or maybe it does, but like less other guys or whatever. Right? I think the overall asking price is going to be a little bit lower. But I think they go out and they get him. And then I think they see there's clear needs that they need another bopper. They need another big bat. And Pete Alonso's out there. Bo Bichette's out there. There's a few other guys that they could get. Maybe Kyle Tucker to improve the team. And I you know, a lot of it's wishful thinking, but I think they will.
You see that text about the Mariner Moose?
Second, oh, is that true?
Third one down.
Yeah, he tried to murder Coco Crisp with an ATV. Is that true?
Billy's nodding. You recall this?
I remember the video of that, yeah.
Does that move him up or down your list? I kind of like Coco Crisp.
Oh, I like Coco Crisp, too, but I also like a ridiculous mascot that just flies around.
You like a mascot who's, like, a little dangerous.
Yeah.
I don't really know if you can fully trust him on what he's doing.
Let's see. Here it is, a video. Coco Crisp collides with Mariner Moose on an ATV.
Is that an accurate description based on the video? Or
watching it now.
Did the ATV collide with him, or did he collide with the ATV? I think the wording there is important.
Well, he's flying around the outside. He's on, like, the track. He's in foul territory.
Oh,
pedestrians run into the cars, or the cars hit the pedestrians?
We got it up. We got it up on Twitch.
So wait, you got to wait till he comes all the way around. Okay. You can keep playing it from here, but he goes all the way around the backstop, basically.
Really, he's really taking the circuitous route here.
The scenic route,
yeah,
as it were. He's getting the fans into it a little bit, but I think he's got his eyes off the road. Here comes Crisp.
He's handling pretty good.
There goes Crisp! We got him!
So he was coming out of the dugout.
Oh, Crisp kind of runs it off. I don't think it was anything too significant.
I think
he just threw his glove. Oh, no, he didn't. He thought about throwing his glove.
I think if I got run over by the Mariner Moose in front of 30,000 people or whatever, I'd try to play it off, too. But that couldn't have felt good. Look at this.
What he should have done was like Ace Ventura when he beat up the eagle at the end of the...
You got jacked up!
He should have tried to fight him. Mascots fight or any kind of violence within mascots is usually good.
Wow, good pull by the Texan. I don't remember that at all.
Mariner Moose.
How about that?
Maybe they stopped doing ATVs at the ballpark. Maybe they sort of walked that back. They're like, yeah, you guys can climb up on the dugout if you want.
Philly Fanatic already did that.
Well,
that's
kind of got that hot dog launcher that he drives around with.
That's a good point.
That's also true.
617-779-7937. We did a Top 5 Friday earlier today. No, it wasn't mascots. That was last week. Top 5 Friday, though, today was the most hated Yankees. Seek those out. At Jones and Keith. Patriots Friday. Mike, on Wednesday.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try Assemble and Bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
TBD.
All right, Big Mike.
You do have WEEI afternoons, though, at 2 o'clock, so stay locked in. Ya got Hart. Ya got Fitzy. Ya got Ted. We'll get you the clip du jour. And right after trending with Billy Lanny, it's time for Grab Bag.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.